Welcome back to Real Estate in the U. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Let's talk about some open houses we got for this Sunday. 1601 South Concho Drive. This is priced at $475. Waterfront property. So if you know where South Concho is, you're going to wiggle around, go by the stripes, make a left at stripes, wiggle around, and you'll see it. It's going to be on your right-hand side. It actually has water across South Concho that you're going to face, which is beautiful. Then you're going to have water in your backyard, which is nice. But folks, this is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, three living areas, two dining areas, a library or office, wet bar, front back porch patios, 2.5 acres right there. Huge live oak trees. It's a neat, neat house. Debbie Wilson's going to be at that one. Another one, 9874 Grape Creek. It's 186.6. It's a nice brick, family-sized home, located on almost a full acre, close to schools, large floor plan, barbecue grill on the patio, built in with fountain, sheds, horse pen stalls. You know, if you've got kids doing the FAA deal, it's a perfect deal. Drive in and out. Come on, visit. It's a Grape Creek, out in Grape Creek. So drive on out there. Nice little area. And boy, that area is developing too. All the way from that the Midland Highway. I call it the Midland Highway to the Merchant Highway. You're seeing, if you drive out there and just look around, if you haven't, drive out there and look, because you're going to see a lot of development going on. This is a brand new listing we just got. 515 Green Valley Trail. It's priced at $204,900. Lots of updates. Three bedroom, two bath, Southland Hills. And you can get there right off of College Hills or Southwest Boulevard, either one. Updated countertops, bonus room. It's either an office. You can use it for an office or a toy room or whatever you need right there. Kind of cool. And Rick West is going to be there. And I think Rick has sold the last two open houses in a row he's done. He's sold something. So the guy's on fire. Or if you go to our website, you can look at any house in San Angelo, Texas. That's sallison.com. Or you can call the office. 949-5575, and Bragg Hode is going to be there, and he can answer any of your questions. Say, I need directions to get to one of the open houses. I need questions on this house. There's a sign in the yard. Nobody else is answering the phone. We'll answer the phone. Give us a call, and he can tell you about anything and everything we've got. So come see us at our open houses, and we'll help you there. Again, remember, you can listen to any of our radio shows at sallison.com, and they'll be highlighted. Jeremy's done an excellent job sending them. She just bragged on you today, Jeremy, that he sends them to her right away, and we'll have them. And good information. You know, we had Valerie from Crockett Bank here, some good information on banking. We had Mark from Concho Valley Foundation, some good information. Jay Harmon with the big, we call him the big guy, the bees in the trees. So even if you're just curious and you say, man, I don't have to listen to somebody or talk to somebody, we'll just plug in there and you can hear it. Or, of course, we would appreciate it if you listen every Sunday morning from 10 to 10:30 right here on Cool 100. Well, let's talk about some of the questions. We've got several. And I've had, I guess, two people came in and they asked, what is this Dobbs-Frank bill? And I've heard it called Frank Dobbs. I don't know which one it is. So it's a big deal, folks, and it affects the lending is what it does. Several years ago, they passed through legislation. It's over 2,000 pages. And the intent was supposed to be is to get predatory lenders where they couldn't hurt people. And it was supposed to be for a good thing. Like anything, it kind of backfired a little bit. It's taken people like good lenders. We have awesome lenders here in San Angelo, and it's put so many restrictions on them. A good example would be myself. I'm self-employed. I don't fit in the round hole. My round peg doesn't fit in the round hole or square peg in the square hole, because it's different. Well, if the bank loans money to somebody that doesn't fit their perfect little scenario, then they may be liable for the loan. So if you were a banker, you wouldn't make that loan either, would you? That's what that is, and that's why you're seeing it. You see the problems. So when you go to your bank and you're hearing the bank go, okay, we need one more thing or we need this, and I know it's frustrating, folks. I've been there. I've done it on a personal level. I do it every day helping people. You got to do it. It's kind of like, you know what, let me back up. You don't have to do it if you don't need a loan. Most of us need a loan. If you need a loan, they're going to ask you for more stuff, and you're going to get upset. I'm just warning you up front. Don't get mad at your banker. It's not their fault. That's what they have to do, or they can be sued or liable and everything else. So when you go to the bank, be prepared. I don't think they do a blood test yet, but I think it might be coming up.
Sorry to interrupt, Scott. No. Just making sure I understand this, because it is new to me as well, because it's so new.
It is new.
So we're not talking like you have to have the perfect credit score, which of course always helps, but you're talking more, it's just more information than you've ever had to give before.
Well, and Jerry, what you just said, which is ironic, you can actually have a perfect credit score and not fit in the right little hole they want you to fit in, which is kind of ironic. You can
that
show
makes no sense.
Well, it's government. Yeah. Okay, does that make sense?
No.
It's red tape, and what it is different things, and they'll ask you for over and over and over and over, and people come in and get offended, especially people that have really good credit. They mm-hmm. say, hey, I pay my bills. I've paid my bills all my life, and I make pretty good money, and I can afford this house, and there's no argument they can. Why do I have to give you my cousins, nephews, nieces the name? I mean, it's really almost that ridiculous. So that's what we're dealing with, and that's part of it. The other question we came up with was the title companies. And, folks, I'm going to tell you this. I just talked to Nathan Clark at Guarantee just yesterday. And if you haven't met him, he's an awesome guy. I said, Nathan, can you come by the office meeting? I want you to explain some stuff. He said, Scott, I'm staying here till 1 o'clock in the morning almost every night. So the good thing about our good West Texas folks here is people are working their tails off. And we've got several good title companies in our town, too. But I'm going to tell you, all of them are working that hard. So
why so late? Just that many?
That much business. When I say that much business, here's what also happened with that bill. The amount of paperwork, we just had a luncheon. And we had our lender show up. And, Jeremy, y'all can't see it, but I'm going to say 12-inch thick folders for a house. That's a lot of paperwork, a lot of stuff, and all the T's have to be crossed and all the I's have to be dotted. That also trickles down to the title company. They have all that other stuff to deal with, too, where they didn't used to have it. So that's more paperwork. And fortunately for San Angelo, for the good rain and what we've had, is we have good business right now. The real estate market, it's a good time to be in the real estate business in San Angelo, Texas. It really is.
So it's going to be somewhat a shock, I think, to a lot of people who maybe – haven't bought a house in 5-10 years, and now looking to buy now, just how much more you got to do?
It's incredible. In fact, one of my good friends at Sonora Bank, and I do business with them, and she said, Scott, I just want you to know this up front when you come in, because we buy and sell and do stuff. She goes, you're not going to be happy with all the stuff you're going to have to fill out now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what are you talking about? And kind of got, and she's right. It has nothing to do with her. With our good local banks. It's what they have. It's, you know, the Fed's on them. So when you go in, even if you're going for a personal loan or that type of stuff, that's going to fall off on that too. So be prepared.
Well, just in other words, prepare to spend another hour that you weren't planning to spend.
Well, and digging up stuff and you know, when people start asking a lot of personal questions. You get a little uncomfortable, a little defensive,
mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you up front, if you're prepared for it, and I've got to tell this one quick story. Tommy Weatherby shared it with me, and I think it's been almost a life-changing story. You know, that's why I'm forewarning you on this. She's talking about this guy, and he was one of those motivated speakers, and he was a real estate motivated speaker, and he said, "Man, I'd leave the house," and I knew for sure, you know, if I left a certain time, it'd be okay, but if I left later, you know, I was going to be in traffic because obviously he didn't live in San Angelo. So he leaves it, you know, gets out of the house about 7. There's the traffic. He'd honk his horn and yell and cuss and scream and blah, blah, blah. And he thought about it for a while. He goes, wait a minute. I knew this was going to happen. He goes, so now I said, if I leave my house at 6:30, I don't have any traffic. I know it. Okay, I win. If I leave late, I hit that traffic. I think to myself, you know what? I predicted this. I'm right. I knew this was going to happen. I expected it. Mm-hmm. He goes, and, of course, he said, I put a tape of myself in and listened to some motivation. So I'm telling you, if you know something's going to happen and it happens, don't get mad.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all know if you're getting a loan, it's going to kind of be a pain in the rear.
And it's going to take a little longer than usual.
Well,
not just that. I mean, just the whole process.
The whole process. Well, and this to kind of tie into it, well, you know this. Before, I could pick up the phone and say, hey, Jerry, or hey, Mike, this is Scott. We just sold a house over on Chatterton. We need to get an appraisal on it. Or if I couldn't, the bank could call Valerie. Hey, this is Valerie. I've got a contract I'm doing a loan for on Chatterton. We need an appraisal. Well, you know, in a couple of few days, we had an appraisal. That bill also changed this process. Now it has to go, the bank can't, they have to call a third party. The third party then goes through their list of appraisals and bids it out. That may take a couple of weeks by itself. It went from one day now to a couple of weeks or more. Then the appraiser has to accept it. Then it has to go back to the third party and back to the bank. Do you see a problem with that?
Yes.
And there is a problem with it. So in more time and more consumption and more just everything.
Well, we live in a world of procrastination. We all like to procrastinate. I think majority of us like to wait till last minute. I mean, that's just the way our society is. So this is against that.
We'll tell you, especially the younger generation, we want immediate answers. I mean, most people that, especially email and text, if you don't get an immediate response, they're going to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it is. But all I want to do, and I kind of drug this out a little bit, I didn't mean to, but it's that important because you have to get a loan. And do we have enough time for one more question?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. This one, in fact, it was in a meeting, and they said, we've got a lot of money that's coming to San Angelo now. A lot of it's oil-field driven and associated with. And but they said, but our real estate market hasn't really reflected as much income coming in and the sales of houses. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, Scott, what's your opinion? And I said, well, I'll tell you what I've noticed. And I actually went and talked to two of my banker friends and asked them the same question. A lot of the people that we see moving in are now making more money than they've ever made in their life. Which, thank God, I'm proud of them. That's good. It's good for our economy. But in the past, they didn't. You know, and all of us have had hard times sooner, one time in our life or later.
Mm-hmm.
Their credit's reflecting that.
Right.
So here's my prediction. Where maybe right now they can't buy a house. Now they're making really good money. They're getting their credit back in shape. 6 months to a year, you're going to see a lot of houses sold in San Angelo, Texas. Now, that's just my prediction. But you can't have this many people moving here with this much money and getting paid what they're getting paid and not get their credit cleaned up and not buy houses. I just think that's going to happen.
You think we see a lot of houses sold on the market?
I think you'll see them sold. I think people that said, you know what, you know, 6 months ago my credit wasn't good enough to buy a house. I'm making good money. Now my credit's real good, mm-hmm. and I'm going to buy a really nice house. And
so
they will.
Like the folks that maybe are in rental houses, that just wanted that, they're making the good money.
Yes.
And took that option. Now maybe just want to buy.
I believe that's what's going to happen. And again, of course, that's just a prediction, but I still think that's out there and it's going to happen. So, folks, hey, I know we're running out of time, so we appreciate you listening. Jeremy, thanks for your help as always. Appreciate Mr. Griffin being here earlier. He did a good job, and I think he's got a good product. It sure sounds like it. So remember, go to sallison.com, or please listen in every Sunday morning from 10 to 10:30 on Cool 100. Have a great day.